steelmaking safety tips. So this module is going to be on safety and key things to keep in mind when you're dealing with people, you know, locally on Craigslist, even scams. Okay, so let's go over face-to-face interactions at first. So a lot of times if you're selling things on Craigslist or even buying things on Craigslist, there's a few safety tips I want you to always keep in mind. Now, first of all, let's get this out the way. There are, or there can be, crazy people on Craigslist and people you may not want to deal with. But the fact is there's crazy people everywhere, okay? All around you. If you're at the grocery store or if you're at work, you never know. There's crazy people all around us, amongst us. But what are you going to do? Are you going to just lock yourself at home your whole life? No, you're not. You know, you're going to go into things with an understanding and a few guidelines. So in the space of Craigslist or face-to-face interactions, the first thing I want you to keep in mind is if you can help it, try to always meet in a neutral space. Okay, and what that simply means is a space that is, one, public and populated during the daytime. So maybe like a parking lot of a grocery store or a parking lot of a mall or even like basically anywhere that is, you know, populated and there's a lot of people there and it is public. The second guideline is when it comes to meeting in a neutral space is if you can, it's always good to bring company. So if you have a friend or a husband or a wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, a partner, family member, bring them along for the transaction. That way, it's not just you, you've got someone else, which, you know, brings better sense of safety and et cetera. The third point when it comes to meeting in a neutral space is some U.S. police stations actually have designated Craigslist zones. So that means they promote, if you're doing like a Craigslist deal or something like that, you can meet here. Okay, you can meet here at the police station and do the deal, which is pretty awesome because, for example, if let's say you're doing a Craigslist deal and the person refuses for some reason to want to meet you at the police station, I mean, that might be a red flag. Okay, and these guidelines, just to give you an example, there was this guy once who I sold a keyboard, he was selling a keyboard and I wanted to buy it from him. So typically for something like a keyboard, whenever I buy keyboards, the sellers just, you know, give me their address, home address, or wherever it is. I go there, we test it out, we play it, turn it on, and then I buy it from them, and I take it home, okay? But there's this one instance that kind of caught my attention because this guy was selling a keyboard. Now, instead of sending me the address to his house or wherever the keyboard was, he wanted to meet at a McDonald's. So we met at a McDonald's, but before we met there, what he did was he recorded a video of that keyboard with a sheet of paper on the music stand that said my name on it, okay? So he recorded a video of that, and then he just went through all the keys, and he played all the keys just to demonstrate that, you know, the keyboard works, fully functional, etc. He sent me that video. Okay, after I saw it, I was like, okay, I don't have to worry about any kind of problems or etc. So after he did that, we decided to meet at the McDonald's. We did the deal and we went our separate ways. And later on, it kind of hit me. I'm like, you know, that's kind of smart. If let's say that he was more on the, I don't want to say the word paranoid, but let's say he just did not feel comfortable with inviting someone to his house to buy the keyboard. That's pretty smart what he did. He recorded a video showing that the keyboard was good to go. And then we met at a McDonald's and we did the transaction. Okay. So like I said, if you can help it, if it's a product that's not like heavy or bulky, like furniture or et cetera, try and meet at a neutral space. Or if you're flipping a car, you know, when I flip cars, I keep the cars at my house, but if I want to meet with someone or if a buyer is interested, I typically meet them at a public location, you know, 5 minutes away from where I live. That way I don't have to drive far, yet I'm able to still follow the rule of meeting them in a neutral space. Okay, so the second thing I want to talk about when it comes to staying safe, you know, deal-making safety tips when it comes to face-to-face meetings. If you have to invite someone to your house, let's say you're selling like something big like a desk or a furniture piece or, you know, something larger where it's not realistic for you to be able to like take it to a public space to meet with the buyer. Let's say you absolutely have no other choice. They have to come to your home. Follow two rules. Number one, try and talk to them over the phone beforehand. Okay, so if you're texting or emailing, you know, ask them for their number and have a quick conversation with them on the phone check them out, see if they seem normal. If they seem like weird or you get any weird feelings or vibes, you're not obligated to do the deal. Okay, so if you feel that they seem pretty normal, they seem like a genuine buyer, you know, I'd say it's safe to move forward. Number two, invite someone over to keep you company and help move the item. Or, you know, always make sure you're home with somebody else. That way you've got that added safety. Okay, now let's talk about email. Okay, so when it comes to email, you're going to get a lot of scammers. As soon as you post something up for sale, you're going to start getting spam emails. And what you want to do is create a separate email account for your Craigslist deals in your eBay deals. Okay, keep the conversation going until you're sure that they're serious and they're not scammers. That means if somebody emails you and you kind of feel like it's a real buyer and it feels legit, you know, keep the conversation going. Try and go back and forth until you know that they're serious and it's not like an automated computer sending these emails out with like automatic responses, etc. And when it comes to scams, really read the section in the blueprint that covers scams. I give a ton of examples. I tell you what to look out for, what a scam looks like via email and via text, and etc. That way you have an understanding of, you have insight of what a scam looks like so you can prevent and avoid them. Now, when it comes to shipping things, make sure that you verify that the shipping address is real. Second thing on shipping is always ship after you get paid. Never ship something before you see the payment come through and clear. Now on eBay, you'll be able to see all of this happening. Okay, you'll be able to see when the buyer paid and when the money is actually yours and available. Only then should you ship something out. Third thing on shipping is never give out your banking info. It might seem like common sense, this part, but the truth is some people will give out their bank info if you don't tell them, you know, so I wanted to add this part, just letting you know, never give out your banking info. I don't care who it is, where they're from, where they claim they're from, never give out your banking info to anyone on the internet, okay? Or, while we're talking about this, that also includes personal info like your social security number and etc. But I want you to really study this section in the blueprint so that you really have a better understanding of scams, safety, deal-making safety tips, and how to avoid and prevent and lower the chances of all those things when you are out there flipping things, okay?